What a week, guys. Welcome back to the Reptile Discovery Podcast. Your host, Simon. How has everyone been? It's been quite a week. I've gone on to going live again, which was really, really nice to get back into that. I've got back into Switch, so I've got quite a few videos, live videos, up on Switch now. I'll be going back on some point this week. I'm hoping to do it at least two to three times a week. And I've started up a Snapchat group where you can see me worldwide on that. I don't really know much about Snapchat, but I'm on that as well now. I've got quite a few days mucking around with that, then I'm all good. So yeah, I've got plenty of social medias that I'm playing around with now and getting used to. But this last week, 2 weeks, has been really weird in this room. Like, things being thrown around, snakes escaping when I shouldn't, and yeah, it's been very, very creepy the last couple weeks. Quite a few days has calmed down, but hopefully we don't get nothing like that. Obviously, where we've moved and everything, it might have disturbed something, I don't know, but who knows. Yeah, so it's been an eventful week, 2 weeks, going back live and creepy stuff going around in the reptile room. Obviously, Sophie's not joining us this week. She's very busy in doing other things. So we just having a random talk, what I'm up to and everything else. I have got someone ring me back for a unit. So obviously, when I get a unit, if it's quite cheap, fingers crossed, I can hopefully get inside and start, not straight away, but start breeding some animals. I've got some animals in mind that I want to do. I've got quite a few people got in contact with Sophie asking if I started breeding certain animals, if I'm going to sell them, which I will be. And today, I woke up to a message on Facebook saying, do I do kids parties? Yes, I will be. Not just yet. I want to get settled in up here first a bit more before doing that. But yeah, everything seems to be going very well, everyone. I can't believe how well we're doing up here. And we've got loads more projects on the way. So yeah, very exciting times. One thing I have done, I have brought some of the animals different food. Obviously, where a lot of you know that I breed my own food, I thought I'd get some baby locusts and put them with the spiders, the scorpions, and yeah, animals like that. Give them a little bit of mixture of the food instead of keep eating crickets all the time. I am thinking about breeding them eventually, getting some older ones. Maybe next year I might try that and see if that works out, so I've got even more food. I am tempted, I don't know, to do it this year or not, to get some more. I have put photos up on most of my social medias about the 145 litre tub where I've got half of the dubia roaches in. I'm thinking about getting another one, maybe another two, because they can stack up on each other, drilling some more holes in and breed more of them, but I'm not too sure yet. It probably won't be this year, it'll probably be next year now. Obviously I've got 145 litre and I don't know what that tub is, probably about a 10 litre tub, roughly, probably be more. And yeah, so we've got plenty of dubia roaches. We've obviously got superworms and mealworms as well, what I'm breeding. So I've got plenty of food. And obviously, like, where I've got my snails for sale, I haven't really published it yet much, but I've got them for sale. If they don't go by the end of the year, they'll be getting fed off as well, so it saves time for all the dubia roaches and everything else to breed a bit more. It's quite mad how everything's going this year. Like, since I've known what people would like and that. Obviously, I'm breeding my isopods as well, so I can start making a lot more bioactive tanks. I'm not going to do that until all the animals have eaten their food, their locusts, so I can start getting into that a bit more. I might actually start doing it with Rocky, my crested gecko, see how that turns out. Hopefully that turns out quite well. I'm going to start that hopefully this week. If it's not this week, it'd be a following week, but it will be done in the next couple weeks, and the photos will be up all across social media as well. What else has been going on? Oh, Rex, since I've moved, Rex hasn't really been himself. Obviously, I know all animals get disturbed and everything, but it doesn't like to come towards me anymore. I suppose he wants to explore, but don't really want him out for days on end like he used to be. Buddy, he's been quite chilled out. He doesn't like me going inside his enclosure, which is natural because that's his space, but once he's out, he's pretty sweet. He doesn't really whip as much as he used to, which is cool. If you don't know who Buddy is, Buddy's a red iguana, and Rex is obviously a savannah monitor lizard. So yeah, they'd be pretty big animals, lizards, but I love them to bits. Guys, if you've got any questions or whatever, just go into social media and type in questions, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, and I will relay the questions back up on here as well, so if people don't see the questions or not follow me on certain platforms, you can find out more on here as well. Hopefully Sophie will be back next week or week after, so she can join in on the podcast as well. What else have I got planned? I've got so much planned. I can't really tell you at the moment until things are underway. But all I can say is I am going to enjoy trying to breed once again, because this is going to be about a third time trying to breed these locusts and that. But that'd be something different, because obviously the first time I didn't realise that to have certain things and wear that to be like upside down so I can molt. I didn't know that at first, so I pretty much lost most of them, so I ended up feeding them off in the end. The second time I don't really know what happened. I think I just fed them off because I got too impatient, so that was my own fault. So this time I've got a lot of food behind me, and I'm being a lot more prepared this time for it all. And yeah, I just can't wait to start more little plans and that going forward. Doing lives a lot more, getting scheduled out, so and doing pre-lives as well, pre-recorded. So if I'm not around, if I'm busy, that can be uploaded automatically as well. You can find them probably on YouTube a lot more as well. So if I'm not on my other platforms, it'll go to YouTube, and I'll share a link out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Oh, speaking about social media, obviously you guys know that I've changed my... by now you should have realised that I've changed my logo. It's still the same geckos and everything, it's just brightening up a bit with different multiple colours, stuff like that, make it a little bit brighter so it stands out a little bit more. Having just black and green, it's brilliant, I love it, but I just wanted to be stand out a little bit more out of the crowd, so that's why I've done that for. But well, this is going to be my third different logo. I love all three of them, but I need to stick to one, and I think this one is what I'm going to literally stick to for now, hopefully. And I need to talk to Sophie a bit more about start sending the merchandise as well, so hopefully we can do that very, very soon, and keeps her busy as well. So it'd be all good. Guys, I can't believe the reptile room. Obviously, it's Sunday and it's like one of the hottest days.
I'm sitting in the reptile room right now.
Get hold of me on Facebook or any of my other social medias that you're on, and just inbox us for a queries and we will get back to you as soon as we can with that. I'm looking forward to doing that. I was planning on doing it this year where I used to live, but no one wasn't really interested because we got zoos and everything else near the place. So yeah, sorry guys. I need to move a lot of these mealworms because into another tub, because they keep trying to escape through their little hole, which is, yeah, I need to stick them in a big tub really. I've got a tub in front of me, so that's a job to do tomorrow. I might as well write it down now before I forget. And yeah, right, I've got that written down, so tomorrow that is one of my jobs that I need to do. I don't know why I'm telling you guys, because you probably doesn't really know. Oh, we have got new plants, fake plant, what I can put in with Rocky as well, so it makes more hibernation, so he can hide a lot more in there. I've got a new snake hook as well, which I love. This thing, it's like a, if you think about of a hiking stick, we push, yeah, you know, it's got like a northeast southwest, the compass on it, top of it, which I do love as well, so that's quite cool. And it extends, it holds up to 2 kg. I'll probably be getting another hook as well, so yeah, it never hurts to have more than one, so I can keep one in the car, because if I ever get a call out for a snake or whatever, which I have had before, I can just go and throw the bag in there, a couple snake bags in that, and yeah, so it's all ready, so I can just go. That'd be quite cool to do as well. Like I say, I've done that once in the past, so you never know, it could happen again. If you're in a local area, I don't mind to go and collect the snake within reason as well.
Well, eventually, it won't be this year, definitely won't be this year, maybe next year, looking for them as well, so I can have venomous animals eventually, in what I'm planning as well.
Guys, I'm going to end the podcast here for now. Sorry, it's quite a late one, nearly forgot today, but there you go. Been very, very busy and doing bits and pieces, but I will see you next week, hopefully. Sophie will be back. If not, you still have to put off me and keep discovering, and hopefully see you next week. Thanks guys for listening and supporting us along the way. Thank you so much.